we welcome in Tree County High School Principal Shannon Burcham, Tree County Assistant Principal Tim Bush, Tree County Athletic Director Matt Wilder. We called the big guns in early.
Woo-hoo!
That's right, big guns in early. Matt, we'll start with you. First of all, glad you guys could be here. And obviously raising the money for the athletic program because of COVID, the loss of a football game, on the schedule means the loss of a gate, and then that will trickle down as far as the athletics go. But your first year as athletic director, I'm sure, has been eye-opening, and it's also been a challenge because you're having to do a lot of things you weren't expected to do right off the bat.
Yeah, it's. I told Matt Ladd the other day, who was the previous athletic director, I said he picked a really good time to step away and to allow me to get some good training in.
Yep. The challenges are there, but obviously the budget is the biggest challenge of all. What are some of the things that maybe people don't understand expense-wise that other sports help the other sports with their budget and expenses?
Well, it's like you spoke about a while ago on the radio about golf and cross country don't get to charge gates, and you have to pay to go play. Mm-hmm. So that's a large expense on that. And then, like you said, football gate and basketball gates kind of help offset those expenses.
Right, and there's a lot of sports, not just those sports as well. You know, archery is another one. They can charge a gate, but, you know, they have competitions that they shoot at. The team sports,
yeah,
like cross country and golf, have that. Shannon Burcham, the principal, you've had to have your hand in a plan just to get kids back to school, yeah, and virtual learning. And, of course, athletics falls under that umbrella. A lot of hard work put in, but I know you have to be pleased with the response that you've gotten from the teachers and the coaches especially.
Yeah, we're blessed to be in the community we live in for a lot of reasons, but our staff, and that goes from the custodial staff to our head football coach to everyone in between, they're doing everything they can to ensure that our kids are safe every day. And we're making the best of a tough situation. We've got teachers that have been trained to do certain things in terms of what we're doing educationally. We don't have a platform that we haven't used in the high school prior. Our kids have adjusted. We've got a document that we're looking at with kids in terms of those that are on the radar for concerns. We've got kids actually coming into the high school on a daily basis. We've got kids in the building this morning. We've got our sophomores this morning and some others. So we've created opportunities based upon the guidance we've been given. We are in compliance with that guidance, but we're servicing kids. We get to play. That's something we've communicated about with our families and the community, and Matt's done a really good job of putting things out there, communicating. We get to play games, and you know, 3 weeks ago we didn't think that was going to be the case, but it's because of what our coaches have done, because of what our kids have done, because of what our parents have done. We had a home ball game the other night, and I'd put, again, our community up against anybody. It's not easy. I don't want to wear a mask. No one wants to wear a mask, you know, but as we continue down this path, we have to do things that are going to put our kids in a position where they can continue to play. And we want our fans to be there. We got to process Matt's work through that. Moving forward, every ticket that we sell is either going to come through the front office or it's going to be online. So they won't be handling the money. There's a process for making that work. There's no additional cost. We thought about that and we backed off of that. So $5 will get you in, but we do know that we had a reduced number of people in the stands. If you were at a home opener any year prior to this year, you would have seen probably 3 to 4 times the number of people. But I think our community is concerned about one another. If you can compare it with people like WKDZ and stream games and people can stay home, we're not getting revenue off of that. But y'all doing it, free of charge to us. It's a service to our community, and those that want to come to the game, if they can put those masks on and help us be compliant with what's been asked, we're going to continue to get to play, going to continue to get to have fans there. So a lot of people doing a lot of things right and trying to do things as well as we possibly can given the challenges we're up against.
Of course, Shannon, you're former head football coach at Trigg County and a player, football player as well. So you understand what it is to try and get people to buy into what you're doing. So how has that experience been for you? Has it made it easier for you to get kids, coaches, to buy into what the school wants to get done?
I think they have. In terms of where we were last spring, there's a lot of uncertainty. We didn't know. We took every measure we could, got kids out. We had staff that wasn't in the building. But in terms of buy-in this year, before we came in with our staff, started talking to folks about how we could make things work, and I had staff members the last day before we started school basically leading our staff on here's how we do this. So instructionally, Tim's done a great job communicating. This summer we looked at every classroom. What are the metrics we got to have in order to have masks on or masks off? Of course, guidance continues to change, but Matt and everyone else, we've got Ken and we have Coach Peach, it's assistant ADs. They've communicated with coaches. Here's what's needed for us to be able to play. We've taken any concern that's been brought to us. We've listened to it and said, okay, let's address this now. And we continue to do that as of this morning, in terms of doing it. And our coaches are receptive. They're acting in the best interest of our kids and their programs and other teams that we're playing. So I think I can't say enough about Mr. Thorpe and Mr. Mangles and company. They've done a great job. When we have a conversation about athletics and what it means, because as well as I do, when the most number of people that come into our school system or onto our school system, our grounds, are for athletics. Whether it be a basketball game or a football game, it's a place our community comes to. And so when we're making decisions, we've got a great staff above us that's helping us make those decisions. And I not at any time have been told, no, you can't do something. Let's figure out how to do it in a way that's safe and takes care of not only our kids, but our community, our coaches, and the adults that are working with kids every day. So that's been very positive.
Tim Bush is the assistant principal, and like Shannon, Tim, a former coach in the system, and like Shannon, you also have a kid going through the athletic program. Yeah. So there's, you're not only looking out for other people's kids, you're looking out for your own kids as well. But something like today, and you have kids who've been involved in a lot of sports, not just one sport, it's multiple sports. What are you hoping that today accomplishes for the athletic program and for not only your kids, but everybody's kids that compete?
Yeah, I was very blessed that all three of mine were multi-sport athletes here at Trigg while they were here. The other two are gone now, and I got an eighth grader. And so you got to look at big picture kind of stuff. It's not about just my daughter running cross country right now or worrying about basketball. It is about our athletics as a whole. And when you're in a situation like we're in, Shannon referred to the Friday night football game, and I felt like our community really stepped up for the most part and tried to help us follow guidelines. There was no better feeling than Friday night when I heard the first whistle. I thought, it is here. Thank you, Lord. And so you've got to be able to look at a big picture when you're deciding on what am I going to do individually, and is it going to help or hurt the big picture cause, And so Reese runs a cross country meet the other day, and they run with a mask on their arm. And when they crossed the finish line and kind of recovered a little bit, they put their mask right back on, so they warm right up to the finish line. Now, you do a survey, none of those kids want to do that. I don't want to see them do that. But in the big picture, they'd rather be running and be able to participate, so they're doing that. So we're fortunate. As a dad, I've been so blessed and fortunate, and you as well. And Shannon's had kids play through here, multiple sports. And so, but you got to get beyond – how does it affect me or my kid, or how does it inconvenience me when I'm thinking about what do I got to do to go watch a ball game? I've been officiating actually for the last couple of years since I quit coaching, and I won't say where I've been, but this week I've done two football games, and our crowd blows the other two crowds I've seen away with compliance to KHSAA guidelines. And I don't want to bust anybody out or call anybody out, but I just know that if it's a hoop that you want to watch your kid play, it's a hoop that I jump through.
Yep.
Just to be honest with you. And that's kind of being blunt, but I guarantee if you go back to last spring and ask those kids, hey, would you put a mask on and get your season back? 100% of them would say absolutely.
Would you play basketball in a mask the whole game?
They would say, you dang right, I would.
Right. Yeah. It's about the buy-in.
So it's a big, to buy into anything, it's got to be a big picture. You can't just look at right at the end of your nose. And so I feel like our staff's done a tremendous job. I'll just kind of echo those comments. Our coaches have done a tremendous job. Our kids, I'm so proud of them. I hate that they're having to go through it. But like I said, given the alternative, when there's no whistles blowing Friday night, I think we'll take the mask.
Matt Wilder, one last thing I want to talk to you about, and you mentioned this a little bit earlier, about the ability to purchase tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's going to be restrictions on attendance at the fall sporting events as of now. How can people get those advance tickets? If people want to come to the game, whether they have a kid playing or they're just in the community, what's the best way for them to get tickets?
What we're going to attempt to move to starting next week is all online. And we're going to be using a website called TicketLeap.com. And you'll go on there and you'll search for Trigg County, and it'll be every event we have on there. And you just go and buy your ticket online. You'll have a little QR code on your phone. You'll come in, we'll scan it, and in you go. Take your temperature, be very, very quick.
Do you think that once COVID disappears, do you think that may be the future of...
I really do, because it makes it so much easier, because we won't have to be handling money. It'll be a whole lot easier, because what they do is the company sends us a check every 2 weeks forever how much money we have that we've sold in tickets. Because, like, we used it for the volleyball game on Tuesday night, and it worked extremely well. I had my temperature gun and my phone, and I was just temperature scan, and got everybody in quickly.
And you could literally buy your tickets sitting in the parking lot in your car and then walk up to the gate.
Right.
Yeah. As long as we've not hit our limit of capacity on tickets that we have online, you can walk up the parking lot and here we go. And
that's awesome. I'm with you. I think that may be the wave of the future, so to speak.
You can always perch them in the front office.
Yep.
So Wendy Ahart, I can't say enough about her. I mean, every staff member.
Bless her heart, she was jumping last week.
Wendy Ahart, just a shift we've made, I don't know if you're aware of it, but every sport this year, we're giving a 20% discount to our parents. If they want to buy a season pass, instead of $5 a ticket, it's $4 a ticket. We understand it's a challenge for everybody, but that gets you a ticket, and it's guaranteed for that season. So we're doing that. You can purchase individual tickets in the front office, but I'm like Matt, I think you see it, Scott. There's some good things that come out of challenges. There's opportunities.
Sure.
So here's an opportunity to rethink how we ticket and handle money, because Wendy spends half her Monday morning counting every receipt from Friday night, you know, and so this I think will help that process. We've done arbiter. You got officials. We do that a different way. And here's another opportunity to handle money in a way that everybody's accountable, but expedites that process and makes it easier.
All right. Today's Wildcat Wednesday, raising money for the Trigg County High School Athletic Program. Tim Bush and Shannon Burcham and Matt Wilder, appreciate it. Appreciate you coming in.
And thank you,
appreciate the hard work you guys have done. I mean, there's a lot of work behind the scenes I don't think a lot of people truly understand. And appreciate what you guys are doing to make sure that games are being played.
Well, we couldn't do it without this community and without you guys at WKDZ. So big hats off to you guys.
Thanks to everyone. Thanks to our community. Yeah. If you got a kid that's played or you've been a player, support our athletic programs.
Right.
Thanks all.
Very good.